Welcome to Wealthy After 40. Ready to ditch debt, retire sooner, and live life on your own terms? Only 54% of Gen Xers feel prepared for retirement, and 22% believe they will live a comfortable lifestyle. So if you're feeling like your finances are a hot mess express, you are not alone. I'm Daylene Higgins, founder of Elevate Finances and money coach for Gen Xers. I reached my dream of retiring at 50 while helping our daughter through college, and now I want to help you do the same. It's time to stop avoiding your finances like the plague and start having confident conversations about money. Join me every week to talk about personal budgeting, debt payoff, saving for retirement, money mindset, and leaving a legacy for future generations. Okay, friends, let's talk money. Hello, and welcome to today's episode of Wealthy After 40. Today's episode is all about the differences between a financial coach and a financial advisor. So I know sometimes it seems like they're one and the same or they cross over too much, but really they can be beneficial together and support you as a whole financially, especially if you're struggling and or worried about being able to be comfortable in the future and finding that financial freedom. So a financial coach helps you with the money you have in the bank. I like to call this your everyday money. This is money that's at your fingertips when you buy fuel, groceries, clothing, any of those things. That is what a financial coach helps you manage more effectively. Now, a financial advisor helps you with the money that you want to grow so that you will have money in later years. So the more you're able to give to your financial advisor, the more you are able to grow, larger you're able to grow. But to be able to give more to a financial advisor, you may need to have the help from a financial coach to help you find the income stream to feed to the financial advisor. So I hope that makes sense, but we're continuing on and delving in just a little bit deeper. So a financial coach is experienced in budgeting, paying off debt, and helping you create an emergency fund. All of this is from your everyday money. The more efficiently you can handle this money, the more money you can invest. A financial coach will spend several sessions helping you to understand budgeting at a deeper level, right? They don't teach us that in school. We have to learn it on our own. And sometimes we're not able to, you know, figure it out on our own or make sense of the whole picture. They also help you know how to track what is best for you in tracking, how to manage cash flow, floating from one savings account to another or to your checking account or to your credit card. That is all cash flow. They help you create a budget that doesn't have holes, that supports your savings, especially an emergency fund. They also help you determine how much you need to pay to debt or save or the combination of both, right? They help you get into the weeds of your spending, understanding what's happening there and help you make subjective decisions to support the goals you have in mind. Now, if you're somebody that you're unsure of your goals, a financial coach can help you work through this. They can help you understand maybe if you have limiting beliefs that are keeping you back from setting goals, or if you're just not sure, you know, what goals even mean. What does that mean? They can help you find purpose and fulfillment with your money. Now, working with a financial advisor, they will ask you about your goals and how much money you think you will need to live on each month in retirement. They then look at your current investment accounts and using a model, they project how much that could be, right? That is projection, but their models are really good. And then they let you know if there's any difference. So if there's a gap, they'll say you'll need to save more. And they may suggest some areas to look at for cutting back expenses or that you need to increase your income. Basically, they need more, you know, a more savings income stream that you need to give to them. Financial advisors typically don't help you create a debt payoff plan, or do they dig with you deep in those expenses to find areas of improvement, to help you find maybe what's increasing that debt, or, you know, areas of expenses that maybe you didn't even notice. So I like to tell people, again, if you need to find a money stream to fund your advisor, so he sat down with you and he's told you, I need more money if you're going to be comfortable in retirement, you definitely should have a financial coach work with you to, you know, find that money. It can be a long-term relationship, but it doesn't have to be. I love to work with individuals at a minimum of 90 days. I think it takes 90 days to not only, you know, look at your budget, what's currently going on, and set one up, but using it and implementing that and knowing if it's going to work for you. And as you do, you're going to experience emotions and hurdles that, yes, you can get over on your own, but just working with a financial coach, you can get over them so much more quickly. A financial coach doesn't tell you how to invest your money unless they are certified as a financial advisor. The only thing that they can do and that I love to do is educate you on what investment means. What are the differences between stocks, bonds, EFTs, annuities, etc., so that when you sit down with your financial advisor, you understand, number one, what questions to ask them. And then when they give you an idea of product mix or whatever, that you understand that even more clearly. Being versed in these products can help you have a better conversation with your advisor. And so creating that relationship can be so much better and so much deeper by having that understanding before you get there. Now, on episode 14, I did a guest interview with Rizik Husari about working with a financial advisor and questions you should ask your financial advisor. So if you're somebody who would love to do that and you're not sure how to go about that, go listen to episode 14 and we answer a lot of those questions. Now, a financial coach can also help you understand the field of insurance. We're not agents. We don't sell products, right? But we can educate you on insurance, what it means, what the, you know, coverages, deductibles, etc., how all of that fits in with your financial picture. And again, before going to meet with your agent or making a change, you have a better understanding and you can make stronger decisions that impact you financially. Because again, insurance is a financial impact. We need to have it, but sometimes we don't need to have as much as we think we do. So learning about it, being educated about it, and then making those decisions for ourselves. Educating all things personal finance topics is our jam. We'd love to help educate you on the area of anything that's personal finances. So this is taxes, this is employee benefits, anything within that realm of what's going to affect your finances, we can definitely help you learn and help you implement into your personal finance life. Now, a financial coach may be better versed in debt repayment than a financial advisor. Most financial advising offices don't have the bandwidth to create a payment plan, especially if you're feeling stuck. And if you're working with them and they're needing more money and you have debt, definitely that is one area you want to give focus to. Now, a few of them may be able to provide that, but if you feel like you need to really work through debt and maybe more than just the act of paying it off, but it keeps coming back, you need to learn how to overcome the emotional and mental hurdles of money. And that is definitely what a financial coach does. I worked with a client who his father had helped him pay off debt, you know, a couple of times. And finally, he's like, we've got to take a different strategy. We've got to figure out what's going on. So I was referred, or they were referred to me from their financial planner. And I was able to work with him to understand what was actually going on and causing the debt. And it wasn't just because he was spending frivolously and living the high life. It was a lot more than that. And I love doing that as a financial coach. And I was grateful for that referral from the financial advisor. A financial coach can also help you understand your spending habits and suggest adjustments to increase a positive cash flow. So if your budget is giving you in the negative and you're having to rely on the debt, you know, really taking a look, but sometimes you're so close to your numbers that you don't see what is the obvious, and getting you some guidance, some other eyes on your numbers to help you formulate them to be better for you now and for the future. So, Good Financial Sense, they wrote an article called When Should I Use a Financial Coach Versus a Financial Advisor? So I will link that down in the show notes, but I'm just going to cover those tops, you know, those tips that they say when you should use one or the other. So when to use a financial advisor? When you need help creating an investment plan for retirement. If you need help putting that together to be able to help, you know, for a lifetime and these investments that align with your tolerance of risk and, you know, how long you anticipate you're going to live. Maybe you've got some longevity in your life. Definitely working with a financial advisor is wise. If you're looking to build wealth for the long term and that's your main priority, financial planner. Finding out where to invest is more important to you than paying off the debt you have or learning how to budget, then you're going to want to go to a financial advisor. So if you're not feeling strapped by debt, you know, by debt or by budgeting, and you're like, I just need to invest and I want to invest, then go work with a financial advisor and really dig in deep. If your finances are fairly solid, so you have plenty of money to save and invest for the future, again, financial advisors help you invest for the long-term growth, but only if you have the cash to save and invest in the first place. So we don't want to go broke investing. We want to be handling that on the forefront. So times when you should use a financial coach. Even though you theoretically earn enough money to get ahead, but you can't seem to get a handle on your everyday expenses, a financial coach can help you figure out where your cash is going every month. If you need help looking at the big picture of your finances, financial coaches can help you create a budget that meets all of your needs, whether you need to spend less or save more for the future. And they work with you in making those decisions. They don't tell you what to do. I think that might be one misconception that is out there, that they're just going to sit down and they're going to tell me, these are the things you need to do. And that is not how I coach. It's a space where we better understand what is going on and what you want. And we just work together to make those decisions. So another reason to use a financial coach is if you're in debt and you need a plan to get out. Again, like I said earlier, a financial coach may be better equipped to helping you get out of a debt. Many financial advising offices don't have the bandwidth, and they might refer you to consolidation or other means, but sometimes you just need a plan to get out of debt. Anything more extreme, if it's not necessary, can be very detrimental to your finances. Having someone to sit down with you to look at your daily finances to help you focus on investing for retirement and other goals, especially when your personal finances are a mess. So maybe you don't know heads or tails about what's going on. You know you need to invest for retirement. You have other goals. You need to buy a house or you want to buy a house or whatever that may look like. And you just need somebody to help you figure it out. Definitely a financial coach. Now, financial coaches help you with more than just budgeting, saving, debt payoff, and reducing expenses. Here's three ways that they can also support you through being a financial coach. Number one, they can help you expand your vision of what's possible. So sometimes we get caught up in the paycheck cycles or the month cycles that we forget to break down those barriers and think beyond. Or another thing may be that we have had past negative experiences with money and we're limiting ourselves, or we just have mindset blocks, right? And being able to discover those with a coach to be able to expand what is possible for you can be a huge, huge hurdle to overcome, but is definitely needed if you want to be successful with money. Number two, they can help deactivate problematic behaviors. So if you're an overspender or, you know, mismanaging money, they can help you learn new habits and strategies to reverse these negative behaviors. Sometimes it's just negative thoughts. Sometimes it's something else that's driving our overspending. And they can help you determine what that is. And if determined that it is a larger problem than they can handle, they will definitely let you know you should seek a financial therapist. So just know that they can work with you on the smaller end, the simpler end, but identify the larger problems and know that you need to, that it's not just you, right? There is something that you need to work on. Number three, they can help you have a better experience with money. Sometimes we have had so many negative experiences in life. Maybe we have negative money beliefs from growing up. We've, you know, had some traumas. We've had some life experiences that were limiting to the way we handled money. And so learning to work through those and get out of that scarcity mindset to, enjoy your money. I think that we shouldn't obsess with our money either. I think that's a whole different other side of the coin. But being in a good place where you don't hate your money, that you kind of have that good, you know, you can look at it and go, okay, I'm in a good place, or oh, heck, you know, that wasn't so good, so I can move on. And just being able to recognize those little shifts and that you need to make those little shifts is so important. So I hope today's episode kind of clarifies more the differences between a coach and an advisor, and when and why you would maybe need both, and when and how to seek out them with the needs that you're experiencing in your life. So I would love to have you visit my website to learn more about what I do and how I do it. So my website is in the show notes, but it's also www.elevatefinances.us. I'd love to have you stop by, see what I'm all about, see what I've done prior, and how I work with my clients and a few things of what they said. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening. Every week, my goal is to help you get one step closer to financial freedom and making confident decisions so your money starts working for you. Having a community of support is important to your financial success. I would love to have you join me in my free Facebook community, All Things Personal Finance. Inside this group, every live training, action challenge, and posts are filled with tips and strategies to help you progress to financial freedom. If you have questions from today's episode or want to learn more, follow me on Instagram at Elevate Finances. If you're looking for personalized support to get your finances on track, check out my website at elevatefinances.us to learn more about how I can support you with one-on-one coaching. Thanks, and have a wonderful day.